we really believe that people are the best asset for us. With that being said, we think that leveraging AI and together with the human potential, we can be unstoppable.
They keep telling us that it's all over for HR. The age of AI is upon us, and that means HR should be prepared to be decimated. We reject that message. The future of HR won't be handed to us. Instead, it'll be defined by those ready to experiment, adopt, and adapt. Future-Proof HR invites these builders to share what they're trying, how it's going, what they've learned, and what's next. We are committed to arming HR with the AI insights to not just survive, but to thrive. Hello, and welcome to the Future-Proof HR podcast, where we explore how forward-thinking HR leaders are preparing for disruption and redefining what it means to lead in a changing world. I'm your host, Thomas Kunjapu, CEO of Cleary. Now, today's guest is Esther Gramegna, Head of Human Resources at Aventum Group. Esther is a strategic people-first HR leader with global experience across the U.S. and international markets. She has led cultural transformations, scaled organizations, and built resilient talent strategies that put employee experience at the center. She's a strong advocate for digital transformation, blends automation and analytics with a deeply human approach on HR. At Aventum, she's driving succession planning, career pathways, and recruiting transformations by integrating AI and people analytics into the HR function. And I'm excited to dive into all of that and more with Esther.
Esther, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much, Thomas. It's a pleasure being here. Yes, thank you.
Great to have you. Tell me a little bit about your journey as an HR practitioner, especially to someone who's much more tech-enabled and has this pretty global approach.
Yes, thank you so much. It's a great question. My journey in HR has been very interesting because I do have a background in research. So to me, data is very important. And also understanding the importance of leveraging data and technology has been, especially in the last few years, very important to how my role in HR has changed and progressed. And again, we know that technology is helping us take the data to the next level and really create processes that can be scalable. My journey in HR has evolved throughout the years. Back in the day, it was very admin intense. And at the moment, it's a little bit more leveraging technology and AI. It's different, you know, I can focus more, it's more strategic. And also, I can see our jobs, I do have a background in research, and I know the importance of data and analyzing the data. And at the moment, with leveraging technology, we can use that data to put together processes in place that we can scale, we can centralize, and we can use across many different geographies. Because again, and at this moment, and even in the past, I worked for global teams.
So we'll definitely be talking about the global aspect and also data analysis and AI usage within your function and HR. But before we get into all of that, can we just talk a little bit about Aventum and your current role and what you're doing there around change management? So the company overall is going through lots of transitions. How are you managing change and supporting employee growth as the company keeps leveraging?
Thank you for that, Thomas. At Aventum, we do take a people-first approach when it comes to change management. And in this case, we use technology and AI for understanding any type of new compliance trend, like recruiting. So when it comes to that, we use a really clear communication. Because again, when it comes to change, everybody as human beings, we always feel with a sense of loss and confusion. And a lot of time we think, okay, what's going to happen? But when it comes to HR and managing this change, the most important thing is explaining the what is actually changing, but at the same time, how this is going to impact their everyday work. But also key has been also explaining the why we are adopting, why we're changing, and help really manage any type of change that we're being having across the organization. And at Aventum per se, I can say that we have really taken a great step into being very dynamic and flexible with changes that are happening around us. In fact, we are a reinsurance company. And as you know, it's an industry where it's really relationship-based. but we are really embracing the importance of technology and adapting as we go. But the key is not only integrating that, but also helping people welcome that change, making sure that they're not afraid of it, but they actually embrace it. So having that communication and explaining what the expectation is would just help them decrease that sense of fear or that sense of loss when it comes to welcoming change. And yeah, it really helps supporting the teams across any type of change.
Yeah, so just so we can really wrap our minds around it. So the offering is around reinsurance. So you have all types of employees who are in the financial industry, right? Analyzing data and understanding client needs. But then you also mentioned there's a relationship side of it. So what has been the shift that's been happening? And from an employee's perspective, because you mentioned change is hard. People see that that's not something that it's easy always for folks, and you start talking about like HR's role for it. But from an employee's perspective, if I were to put you in that on that side, how would you describe in a positive way, hopefully, what are the shifts that are happening and available
to you? Yes, employee is taking their role to the next level. Instead of admin role, for example, it's been a more strategic role. People are finding ways to take a break and take a step back from all those like extremely intensive tasks, and we're able to really leverage the technology and reskill what their actual job at the moment.
Tell me more about the HR's role within that reskilling and that process. There's change management. And can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing practically?
We have invested in the last few years. Actually, we have hired and developed a learning and development team where they are supporting us constantly when it comes to training our team members to understand and use those tools in their everyday work. But in addition to that, I've put together a bunch of like manuals for everybody to understand how to use those tools. But the thing is, that we also make sure that we created a space for everybody to share if they have any concern when it comes to technology. Like, what is actually the concern here? And we'll be able to provide answers and we'll help you embrace it instead of walk away from it. Pretty much using the technology and the human potential together and making them understand that it works.
So let's talk a little bit more about an HR specific use case. In the intro, we talked about all these different ways you're leveraging it. Maybe we can talk about succession planning, for example, in the past and also at this organization and others, but you're looking at doing it slightly differently now.
That's a good question. In the past, I've worked for almost like 7-8 months to support the executive team, put together successful succession planning. And back in the day, it was hours and hours of meetings, data collection, and writing notes. And it was also difficult to get everybody back together. It was really right after the pandemic. So it was very interesting that the method that we had in place and the tools we had in place to identify what were the next steps to support the team, put together a succession planning strategy for the next 10 years. Instead, in this case, we are preparing now in the current company I'm working with to use technology instead to support us throughout the succession planning strategy design. For example, we're looking at using technology to identify the current talent we have in place and the current talent we have in-house, and identifying if we have the talent, if we have to look outside of it, outside of the company, sure they will have that successor in place. And so what we will do is we'll use technology to identify any type of skill gap. But in addition to that, it will be quicker because technology will help us also identify potential development opportunity that we might not be able to identify in such a short amount of time. But instead, AI and technology will help us do that as the first phase. And then, of course, we'll use our experience in our HR team to take that to the next level and put together a very good strategy for the future.
So the succession planning process is certain roles within the organization typically C-suite leadership roles, maybe another layer if you're looking at the org chart down, or maybe there's a smattering of specific types of key man type of roles, right, that you want to make sure there's a succession plan for. So the output is having an idea of, for these X roles, these are the people that are setting up and we want to invest in specifically to be the backup and in line for taking that on. So to create that, there are many inputs of performance review plans, of skills, a lot of like interviews as well. I imagine it's very qualitative, right? To really understand like what we need from each role here and there. So to me, it's not immediately obvious like how much AI can be leveraged in this way. Can you tell me more about that? Because you mentioned in previously when you've done it, there's a lot of focus groups, user interviews and conversations. So how does that evolve if you're, you know, doing it with
AI? That's a good question, Thomas. The thing is that the most important thing is also time and efficiency. Back in the day, we used to spend a long time identifying if there was any type of skills gap. Instead, at the moment, technology can really be a very quick tool that can help us identify if there is any gap. But in addition to that, it will be supporting us along the way. We'll still have those meetings. We'll still meet with the executive team. We'll still meet with managers to understand what their vision is, what they think their successor should be. Because again, it's a cooperative approach. It's not HR coming in and tell you exactly what the succession plan is going to look like. It's everybody together will decide what's going to happen, what is the right talent that we need to have in place. But AI instead can just look at the same time, multiple different resume, multiple different job description at the same time, and already grab what we should focus on and what we need. And instead, back in the day, it took me so long, Thomas, to be able to identify and do multiple different research and then speaking to people in the network to understand if I actually was looking at the data correctly. Instead, now we do have a source of truth that we can use to start the project for sure.
Got it. So it's like the homework, right? So you're meeting with the executives, you're understanding what their vision is for this particular role or the function, but then the work that you're doing to identify who you might put in or what skill gaps you might have in the function today, that part, what you come back with, would be made more efficient because the process you have is now going to be distinct.
Also, it's very important at time, especially in insurance, like we always have to keep up with licenses, making sure that we're taking trainings to keep our licenses. So in this case, AI can be a super tool because we will be able to identify if somebody is missing a bunch of licenses or the right accreditation, can flag it. Instead, back in the day, we had to do a ton of research or call the state to understand, or the right agency to understand what specifically this underwriter need to keep this license up to date.
And especially as you think about different markets and different types of products, it all goes back into that licensing. So you can help figure that out. So it goes back, the company strategy goes into the people strategy, and you're enabling that faster. Let's talk about another area, which is about, I know you're very passionate about the employee experience and the front end of it, right? Onboarding and recruiting. How have you leveraged AI?
Thank you, Thomas, for that. So there has been a massive change on the way we onboarded employees in the past and the way we recruited. For example, starting with the onboarding side of things, now I can tell you hands down, managers, recruiters, anyone who is hiring as much more time to actually create that connection with the candidate, making sure that they remember to schedule their one-on-one call on their first day or following up or any type of documents are missing. Instead, back in the day, the onboarding experience was multiple emails, manual emails that an HR generalist had to remember. And I literally had to put an Excel sheet for my team back in the day where they knew exactly what were the next steps they had to take for an onboarding process. And it was very time consuming. If one of them had to take time off, like we didn't know exactly where they stand in the process. In addition to that, many emails when it comes to any type of, if you need any I-9 documentation, if you have to take a background check. Instead, now we're using technology to create a very smooth process. And I'm incredibly proud to say that, because with the HRS system that we're using at the moment, that is Sage, we created a workflow where the onboarding experience happens all throughout our HRS system, from the welcome email to the latest email they have to receive before their first day, where we receive all their documents that we need, where they can submit their background check, but also when they can participate to any type of like meetings. Like, we send them a schedule for when it comes to the meetings that they have to participate. And this has helped us tremendously, because everything happens in one place, is organized. And at the end of their onboarding, we also have data. Once we want to pull up any type of census report, every information is always up to date. Instead, back in the day, we have to look for all those emails that we have sent out and understand, okay, where do we stand with this candidate, with this employee onboarding? So that's the onboarding side of things. When it comes to the recruiting side of things, also technology has helped us save a lot of time, has also helped us reduce a lot of this initial bias that at times as humans we have. It's just something that we have. When we're looking at a resume, when we're looking at job description, technology instead is per se has actually helped us, like, really in the past I've used AI tools that helped our recruiters schedule interviews. Where back in the day, we used to just waste so much time understanding what the hiring manager calendar looks like, what the candidate calendar looks like. Instead, now the AI can actually help us schedule those interviews and at the same time screen for a resume, avoiding the bias, it's part of the human nature, and really improve that candidate experience, because as first impression matters, Thomas. So the candidate and how the candidate perceives of the company, it starts from the pre-boarding experience and the interview process. So now we do have efficiency when it comes to following up with a candidate, but then we had this tool that was actually sending emails right after a interview. Thank you so much for participating to your interview. Instead, it was all manual before. Well, that's how we are and how I leveraged AI and technology before.
So then, great use cases, and there's a lot more we could probably get into, but in terms of use cases, but I'd like to kind of zoom out a little bit and talk about the function itself in relation to the C-suite and broadly what's happening with the organization. You know, you've talked a lot about efficiencies that AI can create with HR processes. How do you make the case for investing in AI when budgets
are... The key, Thomas, is to demonstrate measurable value, especially when we're talking to the finance team and especially when we talk to our executive team. And I always think that the best way to pitch something to anyone, and especially in finance, as I say, because HR and finance, I think they have to really partner together in order to succeed together. So when it comes specifically to asking for any type of investment, I definitely think it is important. What has been successful for me is really showing them what is the ROI, what is the return on investment for them, making sure that they understand why and what is making us ask for more or for an investment, such as, for example, like reducing that cost of hire, reducing turnover rate, reducing any type of compliance issues. So if we adopt like an AI tool that can help us with the latest compliance resources, we will be safer. So making them understand what is that really measurable aspect value, it will really help them, will help me get their buy-in. And at the same time, I think what has helped me in the past is really adopt small little changes that will bring very quick and successful wins before like starting in investing in a bigger project. For example, a few months ago, we have asked to invest in a Copilot license, and we have asked to provide this to only a few of our managers or executive team members. And then in order for us to then open this up in the next few months to the rest of the organization, we needed to demonstrate to the finance team the time that we have saved, for example, using Copilot, because now no taking or any type of supporting us throughout putting together presentations. And that was a little small win that now is giving us the chance to open this up to the rest of the organization.
Thank you for going through that in depth, including that a great example. If that's the case, staying at that broader level, could you tell me about how do you get leadership support for enabling AI in HR when there's a lot of fear from multiple angles? One is about risk, right? About data, governance, privacy, trust, authenticity, or on the labor side, replacement. There's job replacement or process replacement. There's a ton of reasons for just standing in place, right? Versus moving ahead, especially with HR-focused use cases, which you have given us so many examples of. How do you get past that, both for as much for the conversation internally with your HR team, as well as with the broader
organization? It's a great question, Thomas. First of all, it is an ongoing conversation, the safety and the risks involved with leveraging technology, leveraging AI is always in the radar, even though, as I said, we're very blessed that especially the company I'm working at the moment, Aventum, is really proudly adapting to the change and really investing in technology and investing in innovation frontline in many different ways. At the same time, of course, we always think about what is the risk, making sure that we're always compliant, making sure that we are protecting the organization and the employees in it. So when it comes to that, when it comes to getting the buy-ins from the executive team, it's really mixing the quantitative data with the qualitative data and making sure that they understand the importance of that. So understand, making sure that we preserve that cultural aspect, but together with what's in it for the company, like how we'll save money and time. So bringing those data together, it really helps the company and the executive team support that. Because when, again, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the company keeps growing and keeps developing. But in order for us to integrate technology, it has to make sense on the cultural side of things, but also when it comes to the business side of things. When it comes to employees, yes, it's true. In integrating technology and AI as creative fears, and I've seen it in the current company, in the company I worked before, everywhere I meet people in the network. But the best thing is what has helped manage the communication and be open-minded is really like having transparency, having a regular update sent to the team, making sure that the leadership also supports HR in other departments throughout the company, such as the innovation department that we have and the tech team, really help us build trust, making them understand, help us help the employees understand that AI technology is not a threat, but it's actually a superpower, super tool that they can use to succeed and really transform their role to that next level, have more time for themselves and more time for them to maybe take a break. As I said, a lot of tools, for example, that we're using are actually saving so much time. And I can make an example, if you want, of the latest technology that we have built in-house. So we have built something for our credit control team. It spends in the past, they used to spend so much time to allocate some unallocated costs and unallocated checks. And they used to put together like folders and folders with all those checks. And then in case of an audit, it was taking like so much time for us to get to that check or understand where this check was coming from. Instead, now the team has put together a tool that can create those folders right away and can organize them in few seconds. And now our team has incredible time back and they're not annoyed or scared or worried when an audit comes in because it'll take them a few minutes for them to pull the data together. That was one. And now the team has seen the benefit of that. Together with also I've seen the underwriting team has also come back a few months ago with very good feedback regarding another tool that they're using that is helping them take away all the information from an email from a document, sorry, and put and funnel those through an email. And again, back in the day, we used to have many underwriting assistants doing this work. Instead, now we're building technology that can actually right. do that for them.
You know, this has been a fantastic conversation so far. If you haven't already done so, make sure to join our community. We're building a network of the most forward-thinking HR and people operations professionals who are defining the future. I will personally be sharing news and ideas around how we can all thrive in the age of AI. You can find it at gocleary.com/cleary-community. Now back to the show. Implicit in what you just said is something interesting that you guys have done as an organization, which is embrace AI in the sense of we need to leverage it in all these different functions and across everything that we do and evolve all the jobs, but so much so that you're actually building and investing in effectively R&D directly yourselves to build custom bespoke AI or software that is helping your organization be more productive. That is one step beyond, right? Just even saying we're going to be AI native and we're going to start working with vendors that are offering best in class kind of solutions and everything. So that is a step beyond. And I wonder from an HR leader perspective, what are your thoughts on what would, you know, what make an organization strategically want to go in buying software versus like creating a whole unit, which now you need to staff for potentially? Every services business kind of needs some layer of R&D, or is there something like
that? Yeah, so that's a great question. I think as a company, we just understood that, again, insurance and reinsurance is one of those industries where you still do a lot of work the old way. But again, we did understand, and especially our executive team has understood that in order for us to be best in class and to deliver something that is unexpected, we have to leverage technology. We have to leverage AI. And the best thing we understood and our executive team is very proud of is that the best thing is for us to also control it, control the technology, be able to develop the technology that fit the population that we work with and that fit each of those specialty lines that we work with, because we have a bunch of lines. We do global aviation reinsurance, agriculture, construction. Building those technology in-house, it gives us that really space to tailor the approach and to be very efficient when it comes to supporting our customers, supporting our employees, and succeed together. That's what it has been for us.
So maybe let's close with just talking about the future of the HR function and the next generation of HR roles. I know you're passionate about the employee experience and putting people first. Is that still relevant in the future when we have an AI-driven workplace?
I think so, yes, because honestly, let me answer to this and I'll go back to your original question. Yes, people, honestly, especially for the company that I work for at the moment, we really believe that people is the best asset for us. With that being said, we, again, think that leveraging AI and together with the human potential, we can be unstoppable. We can be best in class in what we do. When it comes to HR, instead, my job is changing tremendously. Every 6 months, as something new come up, a new tool, and I'm constantly getting up to date, upskilling my own HR knowledge. So back in the day, it was a very admin role. At the moment, I can really focus more on the strategic side of things, leveraging the data a little bit more, and really be more impactful when it comes to supporting the organization and every other level across the organization, honestly. And I can say also for all the other HR professionals that out there are leveraging AI, I think what I've seen is, and what I think we all should do is really now look at the data, interpreting the data, and use AI to really put together like processes that are more efficient than before, less time consuming, and definitely scalable. Because especially when you work in a global company, like you have to have processes that are very inclusive and tailored to the population you work with.
That's great. So I can see that future coming into fruition. And I would just add, just based on all of the examples that you seem to have, Esther, just offhand about how the organization is shifting and changing to use AI and different tools, it also speaks to, I think, implicitly, how important it is for HR leaders to be really plugged into what's going on the business side. Like, what is the business working on? What is every single title? What are their functions? What are they doing? How does the nuts and bolts of the whole business work? Because that's how, if you're going to impact it from a change management and L&D perspective, you have to really understand what is happening, not to mention from a technology perspective. And there's so many use cases I know we didn't quite get into that I know you're working on internally around leveraging AI within the HR function, but we're going to have to leave that for another time. But I want to say thank you one more time for joining, Esther. And then do you have any parting thoughts, maybe just looking into the future? What are some things that you're excited about, projects that might be coming up in the future or just programs
maybe you want to put in place? Thank you so much for that question, Thomas. In HR, there's never a dull moment. It's always an exciting, ever-changing type of role, and it is fun. Oh, the next few months, definitely on our agenda is the succession planning project for us, because as one of the biggest issues in many companies is retaining that knowledge and transferring that knowledge from one team member to another one, but also making sure that there is a progression throughout the years. So that's definitely in the books for me, and that's top priority for us because it's business critical.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think that is an example likely of that bucket of work, which is, it's hidden, but it's starting to reveal itself, which is, it's very easy to see on the administrative side, all these different things that you used to do that you don't have to do anymore, which then leads to fears about jobs going away. But this succession planning, doing that well, or maybe better than ever before, imagine having a succession plan for every IC role out there. We just never would imagine you'd have the time to do anything like that, but that's all maybe being made possible. That's a great, I think, insight about the kind of demand, increased demand that we'll start to see from the HR function as more things are possible.
Totally agree. Right? The HR function, like, we should also play as role model, because when it comes to change, we have to show that we are learning, welcoming the change, open to upskill, and be dynamic with change. And then everybody else will also see that and understand that we're not different, we're not special. So if HR reacts to change in a very closed-minded way, then everybody around us feels that, oh, what's the point? Not even HR is able to be dynamic, challenge the way they do business. So yeah, I definitely think that's important on our side, but also get the managers, the executive team also believe in this change and teach them exactly the ins and outs of why we're adopting those like processes and technologies and what is the long-term win for everybody. That will definitely help.
Thank you, Esther. I think we can leave it there. Appreciate your time. And I hope everyone out there who's listening got some value here about how you might be able to leverage AI both within the HR function and also the ways that it's coming together in different workforces where you actually have investment all the way in towards your own internal R&D, which may or may not make sense for different businesses, but it's really interesting and intriguing to think about from an HR lens. And change management and L&D always comes up. And I love the concept of uncovering new work and doing things that we could have never dreamed of doing as well as we could. And succession planning is a great, probably underutilized process, which I'm excited to see where you go with this, Esther. So with all that said, thank you once again to Esther and everyone following out there. Good luck as you continue to future-proof your orgs and the HR function overall so we can all thrive in the age of AI.
Thank you so much.
See you next one.
And thank you so much, Thomas. It was a pleasure being here with you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Future-Proof HR. If you like the discussion, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on the platform you're listening to or watching us on, or share this with a friend or colleague who may find value in the message. See you next time as we keep our pulse on how we can all thrive in the age of AI. Hey, it's Thomas again. One quick question before you go. Are you and your HR team tired of answering the same employee questions again and again in Slack? If yes, our Cleary AI-powered Slackbot is here to help. It takes routine employee requests and answers it automatically while freeing up time for you to take on more important tasks. At the same time, it automatically builds up an HR knowledge base as you go. It's quick to set up, works right in Slack, and you can try it for free. Just head on over to gocleary.com/HR-chatbot to install it. It's again, gocleary.com/HR-chatbot. Thanks again.